It was a busy summer for the Cambridge Community Association as they continued their commitment to youth in Cambridge through several programs and services. One of which was the Youth Force Project, a social enterprise that helps youth get ready for the working world. The program connects people facing barriers to meaningful work through paid service projects, skills training and peer mentorships. We want youth in the Waterloo region to have holistic and equitable access to employment opportunities, personal and professional development training and increased financial stability that encourages community contribution and builds belonging, Amy Sider, Youth Force Development Manager said. Youth Force collaborates with like-minded businesses, community organizations and neighbors who share our goal to equip local youth with hands-on experiences and transferable skills to be successful in the workplace. Residents aged 15 to 29 facing any form of barrier are welcome to apply, with priority going to those with lived experience in community and social housing. To assist in removing barriers, transportation in the form of bus passes, uniforms, personal protective equipment, life skills, and financial management, including budgeting and understanding payroll, is all provided. During the summer, the program hires anywhere between 20 to 35 applicants for paid service projects in July and August. The work can include the completion of gardening and site beautification projects for Waterloo Region housing communities and working alongside community services like the Cambridge Food Bank, the Cambridge Neighborhood Table and various neighborhood associations. For Sider, being able to help youth overcome barriers and enter the workforce is an experience she doesn't take for granted. This summer, we hired several newcomer youth from Cambridge who were thrilled to receive their first job in Canada, Sider said. Finding employment in a new country with little to no connections, overcoming a language barrier and access to transportation are some of the frequent challenges we hear about from newcomers. It's been incredible to see each of them learn the bus system, complete essential training in English, and establish positive connections and relationships with community members and potential employers. When the youth graduate during a ceremony at the end of the work term, Sider says they walk away with the belief in themselves that they can succeed. Their work projects allow them to refine skills, develop new goals, and build confidence for future employment, she said. By the end of their summer, they have access to local connections to build on as they develop their future career plan. Youth Force operates year-round with part-time work contracts that are shared on its social media accounts and the Cambridge website as they become available.